thank you very much. Good morning, and welcome to all of you on behalf of Fiacro. Before I jump into the core of this presentation, it will be about the annual survey we make every year to reflect the evolution of the consulting market in Europe. I'd like to thank the Polish Association of Master Consultants for organizing this conference, this annual conference. It's very important that year after year, a dynamic association of management consultants take over and do contribute to the organization of these events, which I believe is of the essence for the networking which we need to do at the European level as within our profession of consultant. To mention some important points of what happened this year, later in the day, Gil Gidron will talk to you about the first report of the Pendo Group. Fiacro has kind of hosted, given birth to a group of big consulting companies, and they've come with a vision on what will happen and what should happen on the European market as far as management consultancy is concerned. I think it was a great contribution, and I hope you will appreciate that. In our attempt to refresh on an ongoing basis what we're doing, we shall soon come up with a new website, and you will receive from Els Kroon the details of this. It's going to be more dynamic, and you will have more flexible and easy access to what we make available to you as far as from Fiacro. As far as the market is concerned, Jean-Luc, who will soon, as long as we confirm this in our General Assembly, but I don't expect any surprise on that point, will soon take over charge of chairman of Fiacro. This will be my last conference as the Fiacro chairman. Jean-Luc will talk about the future. I will share with you what happened over the last year. The important and constant dynamic, as far as I'm concerned, is that the pace of changes remain pretty high. The complexity of change is remained pretty high, and that has led to an increasing demand for our consulting services. This being said, let me just share with you the highlights of what I'm going to share with you. It's going to be reasonably quick because I've been given 10 minutes and I maybe already have burned 5. So, you know, but the survey will be published in a week's time, and you will have ample time to review this in details. So these are the points I will quickly go through with you today. Main developments. The market is still growing extremely fast, a double-digit growth, and interesting to notice, last year in our survey, we had changed the perimeter of our, the scope of our survey, and some of the double-digit growth, which was around 14%, could be attributed to this change of scope or perimeter. Now, this one is a real one, and more than 10% a year is an impressive growth. You will see in the coming slides that forecast for the year 2007 is aligned also on such an impressive growth. Now, this is the good news. The not-so-good news is that, to a certain extent, all growth is hampered or countered by the difficulty each of us have to find the talents we need to deliver our consulting services to our clients. The war for talent is on. There are an enormous amount of jobs which do not find employees, and not only in our industry, and we believe that this is here for a decent period of time. Another interesting evolution is the increase of exports of consulting. More and more consultants work outside of their own boundaries. Okay, if you look at the evolution of the consultancy market, we can see here a trend which is very similar to the one which we all remember of as a dream of the end of last century, where in 4 years we kind of close to doubled the size of the management consultancy market, 1.9 as a matter of fact. And if you look at this one, taking the estimate for whatever it's worth, you're not far from 1.7. So this is good news if it goes on. The bad news is that, you remember, here it turns sour. So I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball, but I just thought it was interesting to mention the comparison between these two growth patterns. The good thing is that the world economy is not about to... The reason for this growth here are very different from the structural reason for this growth here, so maybe there is no bad news coming up. In terms of size, I mean, we were 74 billions of euros. So that's not a small number. I think we can be proud of this. In terms of evolution of the turnover of consulting as compared to the GDP, it's interesting to see that it's growing. It's growing steadily, which means that relatively our profession is becoming more and more important in the economies of our countries, which shouldn't be a surprise because we more and more move towards a service-based economy in our countries. With clearly a very different, very widespread of relative presence of management consultancy as compared to GDP, with UK in the number one position and Greece and Poland here at the end of the chart. Now, I think there are two main explanatory factors for that. The number one is what I would qualify or call the market maturity. So the capability, the natural willingness for an economy to use consultants. And that's an evolution. And each of our countries, each of our economy is engaged on this trend. And then the natural kind of dynamism of the economy. The more dynamic, the more change you have, the more need for consulting you have. Okay, I'm not going to dwell on this one. This is how the market splits across the various countries in Europe, with Germany, UK, France, Spain as the key markets in Europe for consulting. If you look at the growth, this is it. All countries grew last year except for Portugal. They had a bad year, but they forecast a much better one next year. And if you look at the big markets, the big contributors, well, clearly the future is pretty good for 2007. And indications that 2008 could be good as well are present. If you look at the spread of this turnover in terms of the different types of consulting, as you know, we have four segments for consulting: the management consulting, which includes the business consulting and the IT consulting; the development and system integration, which excludes software development, outsourcing, and then other services. You will notice that if you merge these two things, they are almost as big as this one, 35% compared to 40%. My view, my explanation of this is that, okay, what is the driver for activity? Change, complexity of change. And more you need to leverage, IT solutions, management information systems to support best practices you implement and define when doing business consulting. And this is kind of also illustrated by this evolution, where the relative share of traditional peer management consulting has decreased as compared to the IT consulting one. If you look at this pie chart, it gives the split in the traditional sector, public sector, industry, financial service sector, commodities, communication, transport. Well, typically these have been and remain the first three sectors where we're active, with pretty aggressive growth in public sector and in financial service sector. This is it. I think I've kept the 10 minutes, did I?
Yes.
Very well, thank you.